How do you pick just one song from Led Zeppelin? I picked this one because I saw Robert Plant and Alison Krauss up at Conocti Harbor a number of years ago, and they did a version of this song, and it was just phenomenal.
The Battle of Evermore with Rock and Roll Mandolins. So Steve Angelo, our guest DJ this morning, Radio Fantasy Camp, and you've seen Page and Plant together.
Yeah, I saw them at the Cal Expo Amphitheater a number of years ago. I think it was on the No Quarter Tour.
And, I was there. It was like mid-90s.
Something like that. It was great. They had all the candles on the stage. Yeah. And on my favorite part of that show was when one of their supporting musicians was playing a hurdy-gurdy.
Right.
And Robert Plant and Jimmy Page were just sitting on the drum pedestal and just talking to themselves, man. And I was just staring at them in awe. It was great.
A couple of rock icons right in front of you.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Hey, there's
Labor Day weekend.
This weekend's for you, Eagle Workforce.
It's Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener Stephen Angelo from Carmichael, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagle and Radio Fantasy Camp. Journey. You can't really be from California and not be a Journey or an Eagles or a Van Halen fan, for that matter, in my opinion. But, you know, Journey, Steve Perry, the vocals, the guitarist from Neil Schon, Greg Rowley in there in the vocals, you know, some of their earlier stuff, you know, they get going back and forth on the vocals on the song. Just good stuff.
Rockin'. Steve Angelo, our guest DJ this morning at Radio Fantasy Camp. And next song from The Police. What do you like about this one?
This is one of my probably my second favorite song. You know, I just like the lyrics and the sentiment about how, you know, he's trying to express his feelings and he just, you know, kind of a shyness and the music, the piano, good stuff.
It's magic.
The Beatles probably have the best influence on a lot of 70s and 80s music, you know. We're in New York City and, got a picture of me and my daughter in front of the Dakota Arms where, unfortunately, John Lennon was assassinated. I think it's a cool picture, not for that reason, but just for the music, you know, and you get to walk into Strawberry Fields right across the street. They've got that Imagine mosaic and
a little more positive message there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's a bunch of people sitting around, you know, some older guys playing guitar and not necessarily singing real well Beatles songs, but it's cool to see.
Yeah, it's a great experience here in New York. Steve Angelo, our guest DJ this morning. You talk about your daughter. Let's have a shout out for the whole family here.
Oh, so I've got my daughter, Ariel, and she's got my grandsons, Vance, Carson, and Levi. And then my daughter, Taylor, and my granddaughter, Tinsley. And then my girlfriend, and we've got Nikki. We've got granddaughter, PJ, also known as Raiden, and Jackson.
All right, rocking the brood.
Oh, man, it's a football team coming up, but we love them.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
It's Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener Stephen Angelo from Carmichael, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagle and Radio Fantasy Camp.
A Monday warrior.
This is the best song ever written, in my opinion. You know, the music, the voice of David Gilmour, the lyrics, you know, kind of about life compromises. You know, the line, we're just two lost souls living in a fishbowl year after year. It's kind of haunting and melancholy and beautiful all at the same time.
I love that lyric in there, too. Steve Angelo, our guest DJ this morning at Radio Fantasy Camp, and David Gilmour, you've seen his solo tours.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to see my favorite musician a number of times. I saw him in 84 at Cal Expo. I think it was 2016 in Oakland, a number of times with Pink Floyd, and I just got to see him at the Hollywood Bowl.
Here's an experience.
That was great.
And you're a James Taylor fan, too.
Yeah, James Taylor. You know, again, you know, the whole singer-songwriter phase. Great voice, just amazing sound. There's so many songs to choose from Van Halen, you know. This one in particular, I can remember when the anticipation of waiting for the new Van Halen album, you know, and cruising down Manzanita Avenue in my buddy's Toyota Corona, listening to this song in particular, and just the drums, the guitar, David Lee Roth's vocals, rock and roll at its best, you know?
1984, man. Steve Angelo, our guest EJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. I see you got on today a shirt with a Masters emblem on it. You actually went to the Masters?
Yeah, I was given a chance to go see a practice round at the Masters 2015. Got to stand next to Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, Gary Player. Of course, is just more amazing than you could even imagine on TV, you know?
One of these days, maybe we'll get a chance to play it.
There you go. Yeah, let's go.
I know the other hobbies, though, besides golf is, what do you have?
I like to kayak. Live right next to the river, you know, and pretty much every Saturday when we're not babysitting the grandkids, me and my girlfriend could be seen floating down the river, you know, riding bikes.
Good pastime.
Yeah, good stuff.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
Bonvoy.
A weekend to celebrate the hardworking Eagle workforce.
It's Sacramento's classic rock. This is fellow listener Stephen Angelo from Carmichael, picking and playing my songs on 96.9 The Eagle and Radio Fantasy Camp. This song I can remember hearing on my mom's radio when I was a kid, you know, Elton John, again. What song do you pick?
Yeah.
My favorite album from him is Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. I was actually given that album or cassette by my friend who, every time he asked, what do you want to hear? I'd say, let's hear Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. And he just threw the cassette at me and said, take it home. So,
Steve Angelo, our guest DJ this morning on Radio Fantasy Camp. And your next song from Boston.
Yeah, rock and roll band. When I was a freshman in high school, my friend's aunt was the manager at the apartment complex, and we had full run of the community room, and which had a pool table and a stereo, and we would listen to this song over and over and do air band to it. And he was on the guitar, his cousin was the drums, and I played bass, which was a pool cue.
I think your cue's had it, too.
So, in my opinion, music is, you know, the soundtrack of your life. You can hear a song and take you back to a certain time, certain place, you know. This one here, whenever I hear it, I can remember exactly where I was. I don't remember the exact year, but I was driving down Highway 80, just getting off of onto Highway 37. Me and my girlfriend, Nikki, who's currently my girlfriend now. The song came on. Bob Keller introduced it. Just the drums, Bono's voice again, you know, the lyrics, just love it.
The whole vibe. And you guys ran it out to?
Oh, we're going to Bodega Bay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, to walk on a beach and look for shells.
Nice day. Nice memory.
The listener-hosted Radio Fantasy Camp.
This is a Stone song that doesn't get a lot of airplay. One of my favorites. I just saw him a couple weeks ago over at Levi Stadium. Was expecting a good show. Got a phenomenal show.
Yeah.
Mick Jagger. Not jumping around like he did when he was younger, but I tell you what, his voice sounded like he could have been 30 years old. A lot of energy. Keith Richard played guitar, sang a couple songs. Great. Fantastic. Wanted to hear Gimme Shelter. Didn't think they were going to do it. Came out for the encore. Went right into Gimme Shelter. Screaming version.
Yeah, I heard some good reviews of it. I didn't make it. Steve Angelo, our guest DJ this morning, Radio Fantasy Camp. Been great talking with you, man.
Charlie, thank you very much. I had a great time.
If you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours and share some of your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online, eagle969.com.